/British dream.
Let's talk about the American / British dream. Discuss its essence, its disgusting theme, its addictive sway, and oh so persuasive way that convinces us all's okay and causes us to forget the blood, tears, and sweat lost by those that cared not to pet the obliteration of Nagasaki, ignoring the Sudan. The Danish comic permitted to mock the Quran, Mugabe allowed to go on and on. The spit in your face, shark eat shark, rat race kick you when you're down. Thatcher, Major Blair, through to Brown, add Clegg and Cameron now. Individualistic, capitalistic, worse than laissez-faire hegemony. Because at least back then the masses could not see widespread devastation on widescreen TVs. Headlines stating this and that, stories without stone cold facts. Just blame it on the Taliban, say he was from Afghanistan. Justify digging up his soil, mash him up and claim his oil. F the UN. We got soldiers and men, we'll back him up with boys over 10. We'll bomb Iraq out, make them scream and shout in the end. In the same old trend, we'll blame it on the Taliban, link them to Afghanistan, place some passports and a Quran, leave it all up in arms and claim they're now safe from Saddam. So beware, because whilst we hesitate, they legislate to disseminate and proliferate what they see, how they see. It's been going on for centuries, now they want 42 days. Penitentiary propagating foundations for this covert dictatorship. No longer are slaves whipped with whips. Ideology got us beaten now. So much so I cannot express how I feel like an ostrich trying to pursue this tortuous, vacuous, viscous voodoo, aka the American / British dream doo-doo.
Targets of military importance.
It concludes that Iran has chemical and biological weapons. That's it.